Praise the Lord. I wonder how many could shout hallelujah tonight.
Hallelujah.
Try it again. Hallelujah. 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 Glory. Makes you feel better to shout. The Word of God tells us to shout. We shout with the voice of triumph because we know that we're more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. We know that through the anointed Word of God that we are free, we are delivered, we are whole, and we are perfect in Him. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm excited today because of what day it is. I'm excited because it's the day of the Lord God Almighty. It's the day in which we have looked for, we have preached about, we have waited on. It's the day in which some folks never knew about. But it's the day in which we're excited because it's not the day of man, but it is the day of God. It is the day in which we lose the struggles of this lower life and begin to live and rejoice in the freedom of His life. Glory to God. Paul said it's Christ in you, the hope of glory. Hallelujah. I want to read a few verses of Scripture tonight from 1 Chronicles chapter 12. And I'm just really so excited to be here together with you. And it's always good to just come and fellowship the body of Christ. I'm excited because I am really learning how to come into the day of rest, into God's rest.
Amen.
I believe we could interpret that we are the day. And what man has been looking for so long and putting off to another dispensation of time, you know, what I am so excited about is that when God begins to unveil the Word to us, then it's time for us to walk in that dimension of that revelation of the Word when He unveils it to us. And when He says in the Word of God, then time shall be no more. You see, I'm excited about that because, you know, there's a difference between healings and miracles.
Right.
Healings take time, but miracles are instant.
Yes.
As the brother said last night, we're not just focused on miracles and healings and signs and wonders, but we know that when we are in Him,
yes,
that these things are automatically going to manifest.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And I'm excited because, and I've even begun to just speak the miracles, and if there's going to be healings, then let it be. But I believe that God wants us to begin to step out of time and into eternity. Hallelujah. I'm excited because He said the sower shall overtake the reaper. He's going to overtake it. Hallelujah. But it'll only happen when we come to the mentality of Christ, or that mentality of the realm of the eternal God who dwells within us and who we dwell in, or come into that unity or oneness of the faith of God. Though we know and have known for years, without faith it is impossible to please God. But then the Bible tells us about a faith that worketh by love. And it doesn't matter to me. I'm not looking for some other great revelation. Well, hallelujah.
All right.
You know, for years and years we've gathered and we just listening for somebody to bring out another deep revelation. But I believe that we're in the day and the very hour that God is requiring His people to grow up, to mature, and activate the revelation that we have received. I'm not looking for some other revelation. We have the revelation of Jesus Christ, and now it's the seventh day of God. It's the third day of grace. It's the third dimension of God. It's the fullness of who He is that is to be unveiled within a people who are totally consecrated, dedicated, and given over unto the eternal purpose of God Himself, who purposed that within Himself before the foundation of the world. Hallelujah. I'm just here to stir up what you already know. And my God, maybe we can pick up some things, glory to God, by the power of the Holy Ghost, because we need to start moving. Hallelujah. When He said, let this mind be in you, we need to start letting, allowing, and quit allowing. allowing the serpent's meat to manifest within us. We're going to have to quit listening to the many voices. I remember in the book of John 10, I believe it is, and he talks in 10 and 10 about the thief. But thank God we learned that since Jesus, we've become the thief. But then we also learned in John chapter 10 that Jesus said, "My sheep know my voice, a stranger they shall not follow. But he that cometh in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep." And I see that coming in by the door, instead of trying to come some other way, quit trying to be thieves and robbers. But when we come in by the door, there is a power of transformation that takes place in the doorway that changes us and transforms us by the renewing of our mind into that area of Christ, into an understanding of His purpose, that we now become shepherds or teachers, instructors of the Word of life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In the book of 1 Chronicles chapter 12, I want to really mainly get one verse, but I'm going to read a few. In verse 38, Brother McCurry's mentioned it. Several have mentioned some things tonight already. I said, "Thank you, Lord. I know I'm going the right way." Wasn't worried about it anyway. Verse 38, as you all know and you've been taught, about the three anointings of David and this third anointing. And when I think about the third anointing, I think about the third day, the third dimension. I think about all the fullness of God manifests. And there's a lot of things to think about and to rejoice about. So in this time, that third anointing, verse 38, said, "All these men of war that could keep rank," you mentioned that earlier, "who could keep rank, came with a perfect heart to Hebron to make David king over all Israel, and all the rest also of Israel were of one heart to make David king. And there they were with David 3 days, eating and drinking." Sounds good to me.
Amen.
"For their brethren had prepared for them. Moreover, they that were near them, even unto Issachar and Zebulun and Naphtali, brought bread on asses and on camels and on mules and on oxen and meat, meal, cakes of figs and bunches of raisins and wine and oil and oxen and sheep abundantly." See, in this third day, in the third anointing, in the third dimension of God's grace, there is going to be abundant supply. Matter of fact, we started confessing at home, there is no need, there is no lack among us. See, we got to live in the now and bring the eternal realm of God into the now. We've got to quit preaching this thing going to be, shall be one day, oh, this thing glorious. And we got to quit talking about so much of what God did 50 years ago. I want to see what God is doing now. Hallelujah. I want to see the manifestation of the power of the fullness of His Spirit manifest in us in this day, in this hour. Hallelujah. And the only way we're going to see it is to have a pure heart. I think about one of the Beatitudes. "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." I want to see it. I want to see it. My God, He talked about here in this third anointing. They had a perfect heart. And all the people had a perfect heart. My God, it's a heart of unity. It's a heart of oneness. It's a heart of maturity. They all even had the same vision. Their eyes saw the same thing. And when we come together in the unity of the Spirit of Jesus, pray in John 17, and we need to begin to operate, let it be, let it be. I think about when God created everything, God said, "Let there be." And hallelujah. When God said, "Let there be," that all the forces and all the elements of the universe had been in order to allow this thing to happen. My God, the power of that spoken Word of God that comes forth out of a perfect heart, my God, will begin to create and manifest the perfect will of God in this earth. "Thy will be done in earth As it is in heaven, glory to God. My God, I'm excited. My Lord, I stay excited. Because God is exciting. You can't figure God out. You just learn to rest in Him and watch what He's doing and enjoy it. Oh, how many times I've heard Brother McCurry talk about God's rest. He said, I'm not letting anybody come in my home and steal my peace and rest. Wherever you go. You can't allow anything, anybody, to come into your house and steal your peace. Because you have authority over your house. We have the power of the spoken word of God that created the worlds, and the same God that did it then is the treasure in the earthen vessels. That the excellency of the power be of God and not a man. Hallelujah to God. The third dimension, my Lord, and I believe we can call it Jesus, that is alive in these earthen vessels, that's manifesting such a glory of God's presence, my God, that man has never seen before, oh God, but we're looking for that presence of His glory. Notice in this verse, there was such abundance. There was no lack. I'll tell you something. I'm not a beggar. I'm a son. I won't beg you for a dime. I'm His responsibility. Oh, hallelujah. You can't separate love from giving. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, we'll get there in a moment. All the abundance, the brethren had prepared it. Thank you, Lord. Because there's no division. In the third anointing, in the third day, there's no schisms in the body. There's no condemnation. There's no critical spirit. And there's abundance. My Lord, there was oil and wine. My God, they were.
Praise God.
You know what? They had oil and wine. They was dancing too. They were. The Bible says here, for there was joy in Israel. See, my God, hallelujah. Isaiah said it this way. He said it greater than MacArthur really said it. And I believe that we need to get it in our spirit. Hallelujah. I shall return. You see, we were in Him before the foundation of the world, and we are returning. Isaiah said, therefore, the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come with singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their head. Folks, I'm telling you, our worship services ought to be different, must be different. My God, we ought to be shouting in the voice of triumph. We ought to be dancing. We ought to be singing the high praises of God. And when you know actually in your heart what day it is, who you are in God, you will shout, you will praise, you will sing, you will glorify God. There was joy. For there was joy in Israel.
Right.
Yes. My God, the awful place to be is around a bunch of people where there's no joy.
That's true.
So what do you do? Like the brother preached last night? You realize you're a spiritual astronaut? Man didn't give you what you have. He can't take it away if you don't allow Him. Let no man deceive you, not even our own self.
Amen.
Let no man beguile you with enticing words of man's wisdom and philosophy of vainglory. Hello, hallelujah. But you realize that you carry your own atmosphere with you.
Yes.
And you carry your own specially prepared diet. Amen. Because you can't eat this earthly food while you're up there, hallelujah, above the elements. Glory to God. So we have to understand that we need to be the vessel that releases the glory of God, that changes the atmosphere wherever we go, hallelujah, that breaks down all the rudiments of this world, of this lower mentality, so that the mind of Christ be established within us, and only the purpose of the ultimate God be unveiled. My God, hallelujah. I want to tell you something. God don't give you this thing so you can just say, praise God, I got it. Or you can get puffed up with it. And really you don't even have it. Because it's just something clogged in your head. You don't have revelation just because you can preach what somebody else preached. Because you can memorize it and you can quote it. But when that revelation has become revelation to you, when it has been unveiled in your own heart, and when it is, that means you are walking it out. It not mean you're just talking out of your head, but it means you're walking out the revelation of His life. You see, I'm fed up with the playhouse. This thing is serious to me. This thing is life and death to me, always has been. I've seen a lot of fake stuff. But all it did, brother, was provoke me to pressing on into the truth and the fullness and prove all things. Because one thing I know, that if there is a counterfeit, there has to be a real. A lot of folks get caught up in all the counterfeits they see. That's why the devil starts bringing all these lies, evil influences into the minds of so many Christians. Because that's the only thing he can do. We know that he has nothing left. Jesus destroyed him. He took the power of death away from him. He had the power to destroy. That is the devil. He's got nothing left but a mouth. It's a flabby mouth, gummy head that doesn't even have any teeth in it. And I want to know, why in hell do you keep listening to? Amen. You might say, oh, he's not preaching to me. Yes, I am. Because if you weren't full of joy tonight, and if you weren't really praising God, I'm talking to you. And it's time for you to shout your way out of your hell and become free in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. 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 Mighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. David consulted and advised with the captains of thousands and hundreds and with every leader. David said in all the congregation of Israel, if it seem good unto you, that it be of the Lord our God, let us send abroad unto our brethren everywhere. Everywhere. Well, that's why we have missions offerings. Hello.
Amen.
Those that are left in all the land of Israel. I'm going to tell you something. In this third anointing, in this third day, there is, and I've already seen it, and I'm sure you have, there is an ingathering of the elect of God.
Amen.
They are coming together. I've been watching. I've been watching folks that you've known longer than I have that used to be at Sister Matthew's church years and years and years ago. And they got scattered, went here and there and everywhere. And now we're seeing those called and elect of God coming together. People I never knew. Hallelujah, I never knew Sister Matthew's. I never knew all those folks. I'm married to one that was with her for a long time. But now I see these elect of God. just coming and flowing into the love house of God. And they're coming and being loosed and being free. Because the power of the Spirit of God and the love of God is breaking off the bondage and the stronghold and the hurts and the fears and the anxieties. And the beautiful thing about it is, church, is I'm not doing a thing but watching God. I am not going to struggle with anybody's problems. I don't have any. Don't expect to get any of yours. You see, I'll preach the Word of God until you don't have any problems. Hallelujah. All glory to God. Hallelujah. By the time we say what the problem is, well, we're confessing the church got a problem. Are we going to say, I know so-and-so's got a problem with that. Shut your mouth. You learn to speak as our Father. We were born of flesh and blood, but I often wonder, why did Jesus say, ye must be born again? When I look at God's people, listen to them talk, then I wonder, why did He say, ye must be born again? Because your first birth just is not effective to do the job. There are so many impurities. Matter of fact, it was just a birth of death. But when you're born again, it's an imperative, it's a must. You must be born again. Not of the will of man, not of flesh, not of blood, but of God. And if you're born again of God, you came out from God. That's what He's saying. And then we are to be as God. First John says, as He is. He didn't even say as He was. But as He is. You see, as He is right now, tonight, we are to be. Hallelujah. We don't need to be looking back at what He was. We need to be looking at Him for who He is now. Glory to God. And let the now God be manifest, be unveiled in us. Then we get to my God. Hallelujah. Then we get to the place where, who is He? What is He? I'm going to make it very simple for you. This is so simple you think I'm not a kingdom preacher. He's love. And if you can find anything that He is greater than that, I wish you would tell me. I really do. And this is a kingdom of love because it's a kingdom of God. Love never fails. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Love covers a multitude of sin. Faith that worketh by love. But Paul talked about all those gifts of the Spirit. And he said, covet earnestly the best gifts. And yet, I'll show unto you a more excellent way. And went through another chapter talking about that more excellent way. Hallelujah. Because we've acted like thieves and robbers and we tried to get there some other way. But there's only one way. And that's through love. Hallelujah. He is love. God so loved the world He gave. And we are to be a given people. I'm not just talking about your money, your green stuff. But when you start laying down your life, your pocketbook won't be any problem. Hallelujah. When you start laying down your life, your will, your desire, your emotions. Oh God, somebody needs you on the telephone. They need you to minister love to them. And you say, well, I was just going to the grocery store. Yeah? I was just going to take my kids to the movie. There's nothing wrong with any of that. But there was a good Samaritan. Hello. His name might have been Jesus. Glory to God. Who didn't pass around so they could go on to the grocery store. Amen. You see, I'm talking about a more excellent way. What I'm really talking about tonight is right here in verse 3, chapter 13. And let us bring again the ark of our God to us. For we inquired not at it in the days of Saul. Folks, this is not the days of Saul. This is not the first day. This is not the second day. But this is the third day. Hallelujah. This is the third anointing. It is time. I don't like to use that word. But for your sake I am. It is time for us to move out of time. It is high time for us to awake out of sleep. Don't tell me you haven't been sleeping and slumbering some. You see, I can tell because I'm looking for manifestation. But a pure heart will see God. A pure heart will see God. And a pure heart will keep our damnable mouth shut about somebody else. And we'll eat up the frog that tries to talk about another. Amen. We'll become the big bass that likes to eat frogs.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said he'd make us fishers of men. Well, glory. I just believe that it's time, even though we understand the day of grace, we have this treasure and earthen vessel. I believe we have the ark of God within us. Amen. But where is the God of love? Where is the God of peace? Where is the God of miracles? Where is the abundant glory of the Lord? Where is the everlasting joy? When we say everlasting, see, I'm talking about that eternal realm again. I'm talking about the realm of the Spirit. As a brother said last night, we have to learn to live in that different environment.
Amen.
And take that environment with you.
Yes. Right. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Right. We have to change the environment wherever we go.
Amen. That's good. Hallelujah.
And it don't happen by coming up to folks trying to point out all their bad spots. But it comes to them with an unconditional love. Unconditional love. No matter where they came from, what they look like, or what you see them doing. Because a pure heart is going to see God. And you're going to find and go forth into every opportunity that opens up to you. I've learned. I get calls about different things. I say, yes, I'll do it. I'll be there. Because I want to seize the moment. Every opportunity. I preached several funerals of people that I never knew before. But I'll tell you what. You see, I didn't get into the old familiar junk. We preach life. I've been over to the book of Genesis and started with the creation of man and the purpose of God, the eternal purpose of God and the power of life.
Amen.
My God, I've had the funeral home people that generally go outside. They come in and sit down and listen. They talk to me. I've had them standing there by the tent at the graveside. And I said not too long ago to some of them, I said, and what we're going to do is put these brothers over here out of business.
That's right.
I don't know if they liked it or not, but it doesn't matter. You see, I believe in being true blue. I believe that we're not to compromise.
That's right now. Come on now.
But it must be God 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, seizing the opportunity to unveil who He is.
Right.
Hallelujah. Since we have the ark of the covenant within us, then where is the manifestation? Where is the glory? That abundance of joy, that everlasting joy. All I'm saying tonight, I'm not trying to be critical. I'm trying to say that we need to allow We need to open up and allow God to be God. So where is the hindrance? Since you don't have a problem, let's say, where is the hindrance? Brother said last night, we all know where it is. So my question is, when are we going to do something about it?
That's right.
Talked about all the word that's preached around here in all those years Brother McCurry has ministered the word of God. My Lord, I'm just going to get down to it. I want to know where is it at. I want to know where is the unveiling of that word. We talk about the unveiling of God. God is the word. The word is God. Where is the unveiling of that word? I just want to stir you up tonight to get you to think and to say that all that is within you, the glory is in you. The everlasting joy of God and the peace of God. Everything God is tabernacled in you. What are we waiting on? What are we waiting on? I liked it when the brother talked about going to the morgue last night. Wonder how many of you go to the morgue? Oh man, I used to go up on top of the plant and see those dead pigeons laying up there. I had opportunity to start speaking life. Amen. Yeah, you laugh, but hey. He said, exercise that sense of faith.
That's right.
If you don't start somewhere, you'll never get anywhere.
Amen.
You don't start exercising that word of faith.
That's right.
You can talk about, I tell you what, I've been heard this thing about life preached, and I preach it all the time.
You're right.
Yes. But now I want to see a manifestation of it.
Amen.
I believe we can see a manifestation of it.
Right.
Because we are in the day of God. We're in the day of the Lord. My Bible tells me that the seventh day of God, He said it was made for man.
That's
this day made for me to enjoy with joy unspeakable and full of glory. It's not a day for us to sit sad sack in gloom and doom and darkness. You are the light of the world. You're the influence of God in the earth. It's not to sit back any longer and just pray, Lord God bless brother so and so. Oh, let's have a little more understanding and intelligence than that. We ought to have a little idea to know what somebody needs.
Right.
We ought to be specific.
True.
We ought to be speaking those things to be not as those were. We need to be speaking into existence. We need to be calling all the Israel of God into the house. We've been praying them in every Tuesday night. We call them in. We say, there is no lack among us. There is no need. Well, do I believe Psalm 23? The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not lack any good thing. My God, I don't have any lack. If I believe the word, there is no lack.
That's it.
More than a conqueror. What is that? You have to forgive me for getting so excited, but see, this word of God is alive. He said, we're lively stones, and build one upon another. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Faith that worketh by love. My God. There is no greater. It's the excellency of God.
Right.
He is worthy to receive glory. Hallelujah. Apostle Paul, I believe it was him who wrote it. He said, leaving the principles and doctrines of Christ. Let we got something to do with it. Because He's done everything He's going to do. He spared principalities to show them openly. My God, let me tell you, He did it in that resurrection power. And my God, it's the power today that I flow from His resurrection. I'm telling you today that we are the day of
my God. And we are in Him, the resurrection. Resurrection is not some day, it's a person. Hallelujah. My God, resurrection is the person that is in you that must be manifest and unveiled that others shall know the life of God. Oh, hallelujah. My mighty God. You see, we keep looking at things like a day, like a time. He is. He that cometh to God must believe that He is. It's enough for me to stop that scripture right there. And He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. But if you believe that He is, then that means He's present 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And if the Lord is, who else can be?
That's it. That's it. That's it.
See, Elisha's servant went out that morning and saw all that host of armies around about the hills and was afraid because of what he saw. Why are you afraid? What are you looking at? What is your vision? What are you focused on?
Right.
Amen.
Amen. Yes.
And it didn't bother Elisha because he saw something else. Oh, glory to God. He cut out a mahasana. Oh, hallelujah. In this third anointing, we will have the same vision. We will see eye to eye. We will have the same heart. My God, David had a heart toward God.
Amen.
He had a heart after God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I got a heart after God. I got a heart that's craving the fullness of God. That's loving on Him. That's seeking after His fullness, after His determined purpose. I don't want anything else but all that He is. He is. Not shall be. Not was. Behold, it. Yes. I believe He is.
I know
He is. He that cometh to God. Don't come wondering and just hoping maybe God somewhere up there might hear you. Let me tell you, I just want to remind you and get some of this religious junk out of us because that religious stuff is what got us thinking with a mentality that God was some big fellow sitting up there in a big chair in the sky with a big club in his hand just waiting on you to make a mistake and bop you down into hell. Religion got us with a mentality that God was light years away. But He came.
Oh, yes, He did. Yes, He did.
And Revelation 21 said, God is tabernacled with men. Hallelujah. Yeah, I'm not telling you anything you don't know. I'm just trying to stir what you do know. And get your knowing functioning in the realm of spirit.
Yes, Lord.
All right. Hallelujah.
To get out of that dust realm we sing about.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
I remember hearing Brother McCurry say before, I'm waiting on my body to catch up with my spirit. I'm going to tell you something. I'm ready for it to happen.
I am too.
This is third day.
That's right.
This is third anointing.
Yeah.
There's nothing else to preach. How can you preach second day stuff when second day's passed? There's nothing left to preach. And He is everything. Glory to God. Well, I get excited and time flies by. But He is able to save us to the uttermost. Glory to God. That word save is 4982 in the Strong's Concordance, and it means to deliver or protect. Literally or figuratively, it means heal, preserve, do well, be whole. Glory to God. Be whole. Or make whole. Glory to God. He's able to preserve or make whole us unto the uttermost. And that word uttermost is 3838. And it says full-ended, entire, completion. Completion. Oh, hallelujah. So while we're on that completion, then we think of the Scripture, as we mentioned earlier in Hebrews 6 and 1, let us go on unto perfection. He is perfection. But He's in you. Perfection is in you. And we have to open up and allow perfection to manifest. So we must begin to say within our own lives, let there be. Let there be freedom. Let there be peace. Let there be everlasting joy.
Hallelujah.
Let there be the freedom of the flow of the Spirit, of the divine nature of the God who tabernacles within us. That word perfection means a completer.
Amen.
We sing a song tonight. He is that He will finish, complete that which He begun.
Amen.
You know that. We know it, but we don't know it. We know it up here. But when it's known down here, there's an expression of that knowing. Adam knew his wife Eve. She conceived and brought forth another little Adam. God put a seed in everything to reproduce after its own kind. God is a God of multiplication. You can see it all through the Scripture that God wants multiplication. He wants things to reproduce. Those were the talents. He was upset with the man that did not reproduce and multiply that talent. When God put His own seed in the womb of your spirit, He means for it to multiply. He wants to multiply Himself through His body. A completer. I like this. A consummator. Ooh, hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Finisher. My God. He's able to deliver, protect, preserve, make whole, fully ended, entirety, complete. Who He is in us. Bring it to the finish. Folks, that's what I'm after. I'm here tonight because I want to see a finished work. Because I want the body of Christ to be so stirred up to see the finish of this thing. The finality. What I'm really saying in simple kindergarten terms. All we've talked about till we all come to the unity of the faith, to the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. A perfect man we're coming to. The simple thing that we're really saying is, let's just run to the arms of Jesus.
Amen.
The brother said last night, why don't we just get up on His knee? Because love never fails. God is love. It's not a matter of all the intellectual knowledge that we can get and get puffed up in and get sidetracked. It's in the love of God. It's a simple thing that we've got so high-minded and so caught up in revelation. Give me more revelation. My oldest brother, years and years ago, he was walking around the baseball field in Jacksonville, Florida. He was saying, God, give me more revelation. And he said, the Lord spoke to him and said, son, when you eat and mature in what I've already given you, then I'll provide some more. And I found some religious folks, even in the kingdom circles, at all. They don't think you're preaching the revelation of Jesus Christ. They don't think you understand and know it. If you're not talking about the colors or talking about the rainbow and talking about some kind of deep, far out revelation.
Yeah.
I said to some before, I said, listen, when I see you walking in what we've already preached, I'll be glad to give you some more. You don't understand? The people hold us to a certain area of ministry.
Right.
Sunday, there's 120 people crowded in that little building. And I tell you, I had so much I wanted to say. I was going to go along a certain line, and I tried. But God just kind of wouldn't let me go on into what I was going. I had to just say a lot of other things. But I had visitors there. I had people that didn't know anything. People that came for the first time. And after the service, these folks came up and said, I had to have what you said this morning. You see, because the Holy Ghost is the preacher. We can't line this thing out and say, this is how we're going to preach it. This is what we're going to say. I've got plenty up here and I can say to you tonight, but I just purpose, God, you're going to do it. I'm free. Hatarabahosara. You know what we need and you're going to have to preach it. Oh, hallelujah. Hatarabahosara. Rokariabahosaramahaya. He talked about needs in the house tonight. I want to tell you something. I've already seen tonight in the Spirit. I've seen God doing mighty things. I've seen God transforming lives tonight, bringing healing into some of your lives. Halabashandalamahukoyakasaya. Makokohoshekaramahasaya. Kuryabarosandarabadakasana. Because He's in the house. We're talking about the great I Am. We're talking about the mighty God. The I Am. Who means I Am. I Am. I Am. I Am. I Am. I Am. The only real way to get it is you just get it in the Spirit. Moses asked him up there on that mountain in the burning bush. But when I go to Israel and they ask me who sent me, who shall I tell them? He said, I am that I am.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Then they came to Jesus. And Jesus said in that garden, whom do you seek? And they said, Jesus of Nazareth. And He said, I am He. Because He was before Abraham.
That's right now.
He is tonight.
That's right now.
All I'm simply saying is He's the God of the right now. All will still be right now. It'll still be today. Hallelujah. But today is the day of the Lord God Almighty, and it's nothing else.
That's it.
It's the day of the Lord God. And I believe that makes us the day. He gave unto us all the measure of faith. I believe Jesus is that measure. Glory to God. He gave unto us. And the fullness of the Godhead. Hallelujah. The fullness of the Godhead bodily.
Amen.
You see, tonight, we ought to be the fullness of the Godhead in this house. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Would you just lift your hands and love Him for a moment? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Mighty God, we love you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh Lord, we're after your fullness. We're available unto thee, O God. Do what thou would in us, O Lord. Unveil thyself in and through us. For we are thy body parts, O Lord. And you are our head. And we hold the head, O God. by which all joints and bands are ministered. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Ekasataramahasataya. Oh, sodno do nohosi kota. Makaraboho saramandaya. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I saw the Lord leap in that sister's spirit back there tonight. Amen. Oh, I tell you, God is so good. He couldn't be anything else.
Right, right.
Oh, I think about a rich young ruler came to Jesus one day and he asked him a question. Oh, good master, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Before Jesus answered his question, he corrected his statement. Why callest thou me good? None is good but my Father which is in heaven. In the Jeremiah 18th chapter, when he went down to the potter's house and he saw the work going on there, and he saw the man take a vessel and he marred it, he crushed it into pieces, puts it into the fire, brings it to a workable solution where we say, I will, I will, I will, I will. But then he forms it into another vessel, a new creation. And then he looks at it and he says, it is good. Oh, I believe we could really truly say, it is God. And that's who we are tonight. It's us that He marred, that He crushed, that He put in the fire and bring us into that, I will, Lord, I will, I will, I will, I will. Hallelujah. Until all of our will is dealt with and become a yes to God. Until He becomes all in all. Because He does not give His glory to another, you know that. But when we become that oneness with Him, when He says, it is good, He's saying, I finished it. I finished it. I consummated it. My God. And what is the end? He is. What is the beginning? He is. The Alpha and Omega. The beginning and the end. Oh, religion had me afraid when I was a small little boy in my little short pants playing in the front yard in the sand on the evergreen tree. I was afraid. And as a small little boy, my heart cried out to God because of the religious things that I was taught. I was taught that if I didn't take that mark of the beast, that I was going to have to be beheaded. And at a young age, I come to the point, whether so or not, Lord, I'm willing. And then, thank God, when I heard the Lord some years and years ago, blessed are those that are beheaded for the witness of Jesus. Hallelujah. And I begin to cut my head off by the sword of the Spirit. Take Him as my head, hallelujah, and uphold the head. There was all nourishment coming, and every joint, every band, every ligament, and it's all of the power of Him who is love. Oh God, help us to be stirred. Stir within us, Lord God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
My heart desire is to bring us, Lord, Do it now. Open us, O God. The heart is the darkest place, most deceitful above all. Who can know? But yet the Word is sharper than any two-edged sword, even dividing asunder soul and spirit and joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. God will bring a Word that will pierce through your soul, my God, and expose the thoughts of many. For Simeon prophesied it unto the church when he spoke to Mary. My God. But he said to have 8 pounds of flesh, and he shall be a measuring line from whence all things are measured. And everything in us that's been exalted above Him, above that measuring line, is coming down to that line. And everything in us that's been inferior, well, I know what that's like. That's how I grew up, feeling inferior. Because I didn't have them. A father that loved me and cared for us and would feed us and clothe us. And I felt like that other people thought they were better than me. And when God put this word in my spirit that called me to preach the gospel of the kingdom, I went to twice to preach in the church. And I was so, my mind was so concerned about what those people were thinking about me that I could not preach with freedom what I needed to say. I went to God after 2 times and I said, God, that no more of this. I said, you put this word in my spirit. You called me. And now you must deliver me in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah to God. Glory, hallelujah. He is my freedom. He is my life. He is my wholeness. He is my joy. He is my strength. He is my song. He is my life. And I learned something several years ago from this man. I just heard him say it several times. And I allowed that word to work in my spirit and in my soul until I was freed from the worry and the fear of how we were going to make it.
True.
Before I left my job 2 years, I was ready because I heard him say, God is my source. God! God! What is that? The Word! In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. And the Word today is God. The words I speak unto you, they are spirit. And they are life. You better catch it. We need you in hell. And God is speaking. He's breathing life into you.
Amen.
Oh, that makes me think, and I'm so blessed every time I think about the story you told. I was in Africa or somewhere when they were sitting around on the ground, a lot of them unclothed. And they stopped you and asked you.
That's right.
How do I receive this God? How? And he didn't know how to relate it to them where they could understand it. So he had to call on the Spirit.
Right.
Amen.
He said it's like the air. Just
breathing.
And they simply just, oh, hallelujah. And the Spirit of life of God was imparted into them. Oh God, my God, Miracle. What in the name of God are we doing with the breath of God that keeps me exhaled over us time after time, feast after feast, day after day, week after week? Where is our mighty God? Yeah, I'm a little radical, but I don't care. If I can just get radical enough to shake you to where you'll do something. To where you'll be a doer of the Word. A doer of the Word. Oh, hallelujah. I don't claim to be some great preacher. I just proclaim Him. That's the greatest thing we can do. Is proclaim Him. Hallelujah. Because He is. He is. But I don't know what to say to folks in their troubles. It's simple. Just say, The Lord is.
That's it.
The Lord is. 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 Hallelujah. My God. You see, whatever situation may be with your life tonight, all you got to do is proclaim the Lord is. Forget about it. Forget about it. And run into the arms of Jesus and start loving Him. Oh, I tell folks all the time, they're going through these things, got all these problems, they think. I say, you got no problem. You just need to love on the Lord. Love on the Lord. Love on the Lord. Because you know what will happen? You get so caught up in His love for you, you'll see Him greater than everything, and you won't even realize you had a problem.
That's right.
Because these things come to pass.
That's right.
And if you won't look at them and give them place, they'll pass right on by and never affect you. You hear what I'm saying?
That's right.
Do you hear what I'm saying?
Amen now. Amen now.
Try it. Try it. If it don't work, call me a liar. I know it'll work. Nothing has any power over you unless you give place to it. He said, give no place to the devil. But I read in the Word where a man came up to Jesus. I'm going to close in a moment. He came up to Jesus and he said, my daughter is now dead. But if you'll come lay your hands on her, she shall live. My daughter is dead right now. But if you come lay your hands on her, she will live. So we need to lay anointed ministry. Hand speaks of ministry. We need to lay anointed ministry. We need to speak out that word, that anointed ministry of life. Just simply say the Lord is. He said to two blind men, he said, okay, what you want? They said that I may see Messiah. All right. According to your faith be it unto you.
That's right.
But they had the faith because they went seeing.
Hallelujah.
Jesus declared, I am the resurrection.
Amen.
He had to go a little further with Mary and Martha. I am the resurrection and the life. Hallelujah. He that believeth on me or into me, oh, hallelujah, shall never die.
Praise the Lord.
We can't just believe in Jesus. We got to believe into Him. Into Him, into oneness with Him. Hallelujah. For He is the one that is exposed. He is the one that is unveiled.
Amen.
We know this. Oh, come on, church. Let's just do it. Amen. Let's just do it. Amen. I love you. I love the body of Christ. Oh, hallelujah. And I look for every opportunity to pour life into dead bodies. Why? Because I am the resurrection. You are the resurrection. Oh my God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Is it all right if I minister?
Oh, sure.
Hallelujah. And the Spirit of the Lord God is upon thee even this hour, stirring within thee even the perfection of my beauty. Yea, in the abundance of thine heart is my desire, yea, even my desire. Desire to give life. Desire to bring wholeness. Desire to bring freedom and release into the lives of others. But know this, not my son, that it is I that is in thee even this night, that stirred within thy spirit, that even in thy soul, even this night,
have you committed to my purpose, saith the Lord, that my power of life, the power of endless life, shall flow through thee, even through thine heart of compassion. Yea, thou shalt open up, and I shall pour out myself, saith God, and others shall live. Life shall be ministered unto them. Wholeness shall be manifest. But yea, I will even increase my compassion within thee, saith the Lord, and thou shalt be a doer of my word. And I shall unveil my presence and my glory, and thou shalt rejoice. Thou shalt rejoice and be filled with everlasting joy. For this is my day, son. It is my doings. It is I, saith the Lord, and I will do it, saith God. Hallelujah. Oh, bless thee, Kababo Shandala Makasa. Holy Seko Reba Basara Makasa. Ite Kahatomo Shara. Oh, hallelujah. Makatara Mashara Mahandare Bahoshi Karabahasa. Oh, Sakara Mahande. Ita Sarabaha Katarabo Hoshi Kohata. Oh, would you lift your hands and love on Him a little while? Love on the Lord tonight. Give Him worship. Give Him praise. For such desire even in thine heart, my son, know that in the abundance of thy being, yea, in the depths, oh, in the depths of thy being, have I stirred even this night, and oh, have I leaped within thy spirit, and yea, know, my son, that I will bring forth even out of your desire my eternal purpose and my determined purpose. But know that I look upon the desire of thine heart, and out of thy desire shall come forth that manifestation of my glory and my power of endless life. But yea, my son, know that thine eyes shall behold the Lord thy God as thou hast never seen me before. But yea, thine eyes shall see with such a purity and such perfection of beauty, and I will unveil unto thee who I really am, and out from the abundance of thine heart shall flow forth the issues of life. And know that I have prepared thee for this day, and thou shalt walk in the assurity of that calling, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, take all sick out of my heart. Yes, of course. No, because he can't tell a more sick under the Messiah. Mighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you. Emma Kataramo Sikra Mahaya. Oh, mighty God. He called the Rusta Ramaria Karamahaya. No Kurusa Rebakaranda Mohosaya. Joy shall overflow thy spirit. Joy shall multiply and increase within thee. And you shall spread the joy and excitement of thine eternal God, even around about thee in many places, even in this place, saith the Lord. For thou shalt become a difference maker among many, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, badarabadaka saramaho karamasana. Harabarusendaramanakadneos. Oh, hallelujah. My God, I feel Him tonight. Hallelujah. I feel His stirring all inside, the stirring of God's presence.
Hallelujah.
Mighty God, mighty God. Oh, hallelujah. Woo, glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. This night, the fear and anxiety of things and situations are falling off, and the freedom of the Lord God is overtaking thee. And the joy of the Lord is arising up within thee, and you won't ever be the same again. Because you are going to continue to flow in the joys of the Lord, and you're going to begin to draw even greater out of the wells of salvation that is within thee, and the river of God, my Lord, hallelujah, river Shakatandaramasa shall begin to flood thee and flow out of thee. My God, there is a power of life that's coming forth within thee, and you shall see it, and you will yield to it, and others shall receive the benefit of the power of that life that shall come forth in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you. Oh, Jesus. Thank my God. Thank you, Lord. Hocus anelamakasa. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. Hallelujah. Dantaramakatasako. Ikosikota. Isiamanakandamohoshena. No, these things are not impossible. They are not impossible. Hmm. You thought it was impossible. But this night, God has overtaken that thought. Hallelujah. It was a lie. It was never truth. It was a lie. Oh, thank you, Lord. Aki kokika na mahasa katala mahasaya. Oh, shukha. Thank you. Ta 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 ko ho. You say kanda mana se ko ho ta ha. Entala mahasaya. Ah, hallelujah. Oh, river of God. Oh, river of God. Enter the sacred tika. Oh, shende. Oh, my God. You shende the most son of mahasaya. Glory. 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 Give him praise in the heart. Give him praise in the heart. Give him praise in the heart. Hey, glory. Come on, give him praise in the house. Fill the house with his praise. Fill the house with his glory. Oh, holy, 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 holy. Nadarara sikhe ko moho sara maha. Zitende sande no ko. Woo! Katyan darama sande ko ho. Jesus. Yeah. Glory! 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 Hallelujah! Jesus! 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 Oh, Sikandaramata Sandarama Hosaya. Oh, Halekiatata Hasa Kornea Kandoro Hosaya. Hey, yes, the Kiramahandoro Hosota. Oh, glory. Glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. Kandoro Sandarama Kastanaya. Nakaselo Hokia Saya. Mighty God, mighty God, mighty God, mighty God. Hallelujah, Jesus. For the rivers are beginning to flow. And the waters are rising and rising and rising. Oh, the womb of thy spirit is being enlarged and enlarged for the greatness of thy God. Yea, such birthing and such power, yea, even the power of my love shall grow within thee. Yea, an exceeding joy shall overtake thee. Oh, many shall say unto thee, I would love to have thy joy, for yea, joy and laughter shall fill thee. And oh, thou shalt begin to laugh at calamity. Thou shalt stand and laugh at the devil. For yea, none shall stand against thee. For yea, shall my joy and my peace abide with thee. And yea, shall I begin to arise and flood thy being in greater measure, saith the Lord. For such a beginning has taken place in thee, even in this hour, in this day, in these meetings, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Father, we release the flowing of thy joy like a mighty river from the depths of your spirit. Oh, hallelujah. Lord, that shall spill over upon many. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. There shall come forth within thee such a true worship, such a desire for the fullness of the Lord thy God. And many shall see the trueness, the sincerity. For even in this season of these meetings, it was in thy heart and thy desire to see thy God in such a greater way, to experience the Lord God. And know, my son, that I heard the heart cry. And yea, because of that desire have I come even unto thee this night, to unveil unto thee my purpose and even my plan, which I shall manifest within thee. For though that thou art mine, and I will never forsake thee, but all things shall be of me, saith the Lord. Fret not thyself, and wonder what thou shalt do. Love on me, saith the Lord, and I will do it, saith God. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just hear that word, that scripture, that the troubles and the grievousness of the night is just for a night, but joy cometh in the morning, and that morning has come even unto thee this night. And joy. Joy shall begin to flood thy soul. And you will yield to that joy and begin to burst forth into laughter. And you will laugh and you will laugh and you will laugh. And every enemy and every negative thought and everything of defeat will vanish and have no effect upon thee. For the pains and the sufferings and the heartaches are no more. Or no more. Halikamahata. Eko Sara. Namamaha Sana. Glory to God. Hallelujah. There we go. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Hey, glory. Kamamahata. Thank you. Oh, glory. He sandaramasakandaramasa. My, hey, glory to God. Glory to God. Don't you fret about it and think about what others are going to think about you. Because they're going to need that overflow of that joy within you. And that laughter will catch and deliver others and bring them into His joy. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, glory. Let's give the Lord a hand of praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
My God. Glory to God. I got to get one more. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless Him, Lord. Bless Him, Lord.
Hallelujah. The Lord started speaking to me about you in the beginning of the service tonight. And there's a new order that is coming about thy life. And but change for the good. And there's some things, the oppression and things of that nature that is being broken off, broken down. The gates of hell shall not prevail, but the power of the word of truth shall stand. There's not enough devils to defeat what He's already done. The work is finished. You declare it so. You declare the freedom and the release and the joy and the peace of God that passeth all understanding. It's just the Spirit of God loving on you tonight. He's healing and deliverance in your life. But I'm going to tell you something. The devil's been lying to you for some time. He's been trying to get you to believe his lies. Receive the powers of darkness. But I'm here to declare to you tonight that it's lies. It's been lies and nothing but lies. But tonight, God. Hey, God. Hey, God. Oh, God. Hey, he got out of Mohosa. Has spoken unto thee this night. And the answer is, hallelujah. You see, He is. He is the answer to every question. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Isn't God good? He's the mighty God.
Yes,
he is the I am.
Yes,
he's mighty right now.
Yes,
he's mighty in you. Right now. Right now. Hallelujah. And you are free from the lies and the snare of Satan now.
Amen.
Don't you ever be entangled again with that bondage.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God.
Praise your mighty name.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
To God be all praise and glory. Oh, hallelujah. May the love of God abound in us richly and mightily into all assurance of faith, into all hope. Let God be God.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord.